It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. During an Instagram live event back in Yojo, June, the G.I. Joe brand team revealed a new name coming to the Classified series. So let's talk Tunnel Rat. Only a few more of these name-only reveal deep dives left to do now, so cast your minds back to Yojo June and the same Instagram live event that brought us the Snowjob name-only reveal, and you'll also probably remember the second drop of the day, Tunnel Rat. This one will probably be quite easy as far as what to expect. His most iconic version is the 1987 version 1, but man did they utilise it for some awesome sub-teams. Tunnel Rat is one of those characters that you just forget was involved in a lot of other special mission groups. He appears in so many, and I'm not complaining because his original version design was superb. The following year he joined Night Force and got a very slick redeco in black, grey and green. In 1990 made his way onto the Sonic Fighters in another sweet colourway of maroon, brown and a yellowy green. And in 1991 he even left the country to enlist in the European exclusive Tiger Force, where he kept the maroon shirt of the Sonic Fighters, but decided that blue pants with black tiger stripes, a yellow scarf and an orange bandana with black stripes was the way to go. He was right. He got a second Night Force call-up in 2004 with a new deco and in a True Exclusive 6-pack, and even managed to join a second group that year in the True Exclusive Desert Patrol Squad 6-pack. That's a lot of sub-teams. Let's not forget his redesigns in and around a few of those releases. Firstly, in 2003 in the G.I. Joe vs. Cobra 2-pack with Overkill and a slight variation single-carded. They kept the bandana and scarf but switched up his look pretty significantly, going with a brighter green mainly and brown and grey camo pants. The evolution of that design could be seen going into 2004 with the Valor vs. Venom figure. Initially released in a 2-pack with the Electric Eel and then another version in a different deco with version 2 Razorclaw the following year that almost hinted at his Euro-exclusive Tiger Force release with those tan tiger stripes on the black pants. And yes, I know he had blue and black pants in the Tiger Force, it just struck me as a very Tiger Force vibe. In the same year of 2005, the vintage figure was redone again, only this time with a new head sculpt and comic-style deco for the issue number 76 comic 3-pack that also featured Flint and General Abernathy. 2005 was also the year that he joined the Sigma 6 line with a second version in 2006. The modern era saw him released twice in 2009 in his original vintage style in a G.I. Joe Resolute comic 2-pack with Storm Shadow version 28, and then in his Night Force deco in a Walmart exclusive Rise of Cobra 2-pack with Monkey Wrench. He had a Renegades figure in 2011 which received a Sonic Fighters redeco in 2018 from the club and then again in 2019 in a Tiger Force deco, so he hasn't had too long to wait for a new release. The UK got the original figure in 1989 on an Action Force International Heroes card back and an almost exact file card with just one word difference, and it wasn't anything culturally inappropriate, so I have no idea why it was changed. I had the figure and absolutely loved him. His appearance in the movie had a lot to do with that, of course, as I would watch it over and over again. I never saw the Euro-exclusive Tiger Force figure back then, but did end up getting one in later years. In terms of Classified, I fully expect to see that classic interpretation in his original deco, and I really hope they include his removable double flashlight backpack feature, and I don't see why they couldn't utilise Outback's already tooled flashlight for said purpose. I would also like to see a few extra additions to his loadout. The original has a moulded pistol on the chest, so add a pistol to go in there, and a secondary bullet belt to go over the torso. The 25th dealt with this by making the belt, pistol, holster and grenade all one piece. That would work again here, of course. Also make the neckerchief removable, as well as they have done for the Viper, Zartan, Stalker, Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow and Kamakura so far. Obviously the huge machine gun is a no-brainer, but give it a separate bullet belt like they are doing with Rock and Roll, as well as a removable scope and bipod. The famous TNT satchel could hold some explosives, or failing that, just give him some extra handheld explosives anyway. Let's also not forget that knife and sheath on the left thigh. All in all, he could come with a lot of fun gear and would end up having quite the solid figure. I'm also very excited for a possible Tiger Force redeco at some point, because if we can have Outback, then we can have the rest of the European exclusive team scene, thank you very much. Night Force as well would be a great addition, and Sonic Fighters, and the Desert Patrol Squad, and anything, really. Just give me all of the Tunnel Rats. So what do you guys think? Will he be in his classic design? Will he join a brand new sub-team? Which version is your favourite, and why is it the European exclusive Tiger Force version? Let me know in the comments below. Okay then, I will catch you on the next one. Stay fresh, cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.